Are we live now?
We're live, but we're about to do the intro. Ready? It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey. Welcome to Loving the Strange.
You're the one that's not in the picture.
We're trying. Well, that's because your drink isn't the thing. All right. So anyways, hi.
Hey.
Let's start over. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange.
You
the
didn't podcast tell me we were live.
It says live on it, buddy. It's a podcast with difficulties every night, but especially tonight.
Especially tonight.
But hey, Sayer and Dee are here. Hi, Sayer. Hi, Dee.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. So Sean and I are sharing a computer screen because we were getting very huge echoes.
And we couldn't get rid of it for some reason.
It was very sad. But I think that the reason for that is because aliens need to take over this world. Which goes in with our theme tonight, which is some people.
Yeah.
Think that aliens should take over the whole world. I can't believe we can see your messy desk in this podcast. It's very depressing.
That is organizational.
That's messy. All right. Anyways.
Right there. That could be a college class.
This is going to be a 15
A graduate level college. It's going to be an hour and 15 minute podcast.
Maybe can you sit up straight?
No.
Oh.
It doesn't do any good. See?
I know. I just look taller than you and it's freaking me out.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, so hi.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Shawnee.
Pay attention to the podcast.
All right, so this.
Not my desk or my short stature. It's not my fault. I have a weird two foot heels.
Dude, I'm not going to make it through this. All right, so this podcast came because I saw a random, very random thing in my email or something or on Twitter, and I could never find it again. Which is freaky, right?
Did you find it?
No.
Ever?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. And it basically said that there's this woman who's like, I have been, like, all I want is for the aliens to come and take over the world. Why are you just making that face?
I was thinking about that spot that you have, like, on your butt, right down low. It's like a circle. And then it's got those four much smaller circles, like prong marks almost.
You're going to make me cry.
My little alien.
You're really going to make me cry.
Anyways, you don't think you were ever abducted?
As we all know, the former place that I worked at college, because I was a work study program because I was poor. And so part of my grant to go to college was I had to work at college, right? And I worked for the security department. And the head of security there was very, very insistent that I had been abducted by aliens.
See?
He knew
what he was talking about.
He had never seen my butt either. And there's nothing.
You're saying I haven't seen your butt?
No. And there's no, like, prongs, anything on my butt. But also. I don't really remember why he thought it was, but there's a bump on my spine. And he was like, that's from the aliens.
That's where the microchip is.
And, yeah, pretty much. And he was like, that's from the aliens. And everything I said. And to be fair, this guy had like done Secret Service details for a president. He was in charge of security for a much bigger college than mine. And he had done a lot of covert stuff. And
he ended up at your little college.
Yeah, he did. It was his like retirement job, basically. You know,
yeah,
what
that
I mean?
Makes sense. That's a good retirement.
And so he like had all this other stuff like back then that came true. You know, so like part of me now as an old lady is like, he was so whacked. But the other part was like, oh my gosh, he was right about the internet. He was right about credit cards with the chips. He was right about like all these other things.
Well, you know.
Like self-standing kiosks at the grocery store. Like all this stuff, right? Like that I didn't believe him then. I just thought he was a little whacked, but I like just was kind and listened.
Like so you always do, baby.
Maybe I really was abducted by aliens. Who knows? That would explain a lot about me, honestly.
I've told you this before.
Okay.
When I give you your nightly back rub, sometimes my finger will brush up against that little bump and I'll feel like an electric shock almost.
He's lying again. Always. I'm just going to keep this thing up for the chat where it says he's lying because all he's doing tonight is lying.
You know I'm not a good liar, baby.
Yeah. That doesn't keep you from doing it. It's like you're practicing all the time. Like, anyways. What can I do to make Carrie upset today? Ooh, I'll lie about this. Ooh, what can I do? And then half the time I'll be like, wait, really? Do you really get an electric shock? And it's uncool, Sean.
But yes, I do. But not every time.
You're still lying. So John Bell says aliens are among us and maybe even on this show tonight. Not me. Not me.
If either one of us was an alien,
it's totally Sean.
You, baby.
Dude, it's totally you.
I mean, I might look like I'm an alien wearing an Egger suit, but...
Egger suit?
Yeah, you know what show that movie that's from?
No idea.
Men in Black.
Oh, I don't remember those things. Okay, so anyways. If one of us was an alien, I think that D, John, and Sayer should decide who it would be. And I've got to tell you...
Man, if you happen to be watching this live, you just got to see how truly nosy Carrie is. She heard my phone vibrate.
I thought it was Joan Bell texting you. Okay, no. So.
It's LinkedIn telling me
that Sean's
somebody else
alien.
Just got 14 new connections this week.
All right, so who's the alien, right? Who's the alien? Is it Sean? Sean has never gotten, it takes a lot for Sean to get a sick from a virus.
Oh, have an exceptional immune system.
Is that an alien trait?
It could be.
Or not.
Or it could be a Bigfoot trait.
He's ridiculously tall. Is that an alien trait? Or not? Right?
I'm not that tall. I'm not skinny enough to be an alien.
Oh, you're a tall gray man?
Yeah.
So then there's me. Nothing.
Except for that bump on your back.
I don't get bacterial infections. I've never gotten strep.
See?
But that's about all the exceptionalism that happens right here.
And your magical fairy.
I'm magically fairy. No. And Sean is about to die. All right. So why?
I hardly ever remember movie or television quotes. I've popped out one and a half
really
of them
killing
tonight.
Me tonight, buddy. You've
Come
be
on,
nice.
Baby.
You've got to be nice.
I am being nice.
You're not being nice.
Why? Because I told people that you're an alien?
I'm going to just write. You talk.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write down every mean thing that you say.
Yeah.
On this sheet of paper.
Can we have a podcast about it? Maybe next week?
Maybe.
Can I have an opportunity to refute everything you write now? No. Like come up with a cat. It could be like a debate. Marriage debate. What do you want me to talk about?
I want you to stay on topic. Why do you think people want aliens to take over the world?
Oh.
Because that's really the subject of our thing, right?
Yeah. Like,
okay, first off, John Bell said that the reason why Sean doesn't get sick is...
That's that North Andrews well water we grew up drinking. We're immune to everything. I'm done. It's probably some runoff from some secret factory.
You think they had that in Bedford, New Hampshire, too? Not LA.
No, that was alien water.
When you were a little kid, were you ever like afraid, like, the windows, like to look out the windows because there was a funny light outside and you were like, oh no, something scary's out there?
No, not because of a light, but I do remember like noise fear when it was after dark and I was a little, you know, probably 10 or less, right?
Yeah. Did you ever go like and open your window shade? Did you have shades at your house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, did you open the window shade and there was somebody out there staring inside?
No.
All right.
If I ever did, it would have been like John.
It would have been John.
Like just getting ready to tap on my window or something to get me out.
This is our worst podcast ever.
Is not.
It is definitely our worst podcast ever. Okay, so Rennie?
Yeah.
So why do you think going back to our original question.
I was trying to answer that. Because people have a longing for that, like, cleansing effect.
Yeah.
Or change in a drastic way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they think the world just sucks.
So bad.
And it needs to be put in a colander and have all the grease rinsed off.
And that's like why we have apocalyptic scenarios too, yeah. Right? And doomsday prepping.
Only the strong or the good survive.
But who would survive with aliens if they took over? We don't know.
No, we don't know. Depends.
Probably just Sean.
They might. Yeah, I mean, they might like my sense of humor and my interests.
Don't think so.
What? I think so.
Oh, really? Really? They're like, oh, this is an interesting one. Let's put him in a cage and watch him for a while.
I can play quarters with some aliens, teach them a new drinking game.
What if aliens don't have mouths and they can't drink?
Can you imagine? They just suck it right in through their skin.
Yeah, man. That could happen.
Can you imagine the booze they make?
Oh, my gosh. It's so wrong. So I have a graphic, right?
I see it, baby.
It's not necessarily about... what would happen if the aliens came?
Yeah.
But it is it was too little for anyone to see. It's basically somebody has a list of the types of aliens.
Really?
Yes.
Who made this list?
I don't know. Somebody who allegedly knows all the aliens. And this list is from the Animalian.
Like the anonymous alien.
Yeah, .com. And they said that there's hundreds of sightings. And from all those sightings, they're able to figure out six or at least several distinct alien species.
Yeah.
That have been, quote, in cahoots with military forces, deciding our future without consulting us.
Well.
So maybe the aliens have already taken over.
Can I just say that if they happen to be helping out Putin, they're doing a horrible job.
You can
and they've really oversold themselves.
Maybe they're helping the Ukrainians. All right, so the first type of alien is the short grays. And I want you to vote. Like, tell me which kind of aliens you want to take over the world okay. If you have to choose. Ready?
All right, yep.
We're going to start with the short grays, also called the Zeta Reticulums. Which sounds like rectus, which makes me think of butts and probes.
That's rectum. Oh, right. It's only one letter away from,
yeah.
Or two letters away from rectums.
So the grays, all right, direct quote, are some of the most well-known aliens and commonly depicted throughout alien pop culture. They're the authors of most alien abductions. Authors? Does that mean they write the alien abductions? Or like, what the heck does that
let's
mean?
Let's not get on the words here.
Dude, that makes no sense. All right. Do they mean the perpetrators?
They're responsible for the most alien abductions.
And if they're alien abductions, is it the aliens getting abducted or is it the people getting?
This is not a writing podcast.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. All right, so
can you stick to the topic, please?
I am. At least I'm reading the topic and not talking about people's butts. According to most descriptions.
I was talking about your mark, your very distinct mark.
He's lying. According to most descriptions, they stand 3 to 5 feet tall, have bulbous heads, and oversized black eyes. It almost sounds like me.
That's so far from the truth, but except for the height.
And they're telepathic.
Also, you're pretty telepathic too.
Like right now, I'm telling you, Sean, to shut up. So the short telepathically.
I heard that almost like you said it out loud.
The short ones are a genetically engineered worker race, they believe, and the tall ones are their superiors.
They are controlled by their superiors, the tall gray.
Yeah.
See, I'm a tall gray.
You're the tall gray. You're the short gray. Yeah, yeah,
woo,
yeah, yeah.
I got my vote down right now.
The short grays have no emotions.
Oh, that's where it's from.
All right. So then the next group is the Syrians, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Syrians?
No.
So those little buggers are from the Sirius B star system, and that's probably why they get their name.
They listen to a lot of music.
Sirius. radio, FM. So allegedly, throughout history, they have, quote, imparted their knowledge to human civilizations of their choosing. So, like, you're special, you're not. Maine, we'll give it to you. Louisiana, no. Okay, Alaska, no. California, like, you know.
I think they've been gone for a while.
continuing the quote, they gifted ancient Egyptians with medical and astronomical information and pyramids, etc., and also helped out the Mayans, allegedly.
But you know
what?
Can you go back up for a second?
To the broken
leg. They gifted them with medical, but not, I just forgot the word, anatomical information.
Actually, the Egyptians had a lot of anatomical information. All right, my God. Dude, you're doing a podcast. You got to be informed, man.
College education, alien.
All right, so they also think that Atlantis also benefited from the Syrians, right?
It's underwater now.
But, you know, it doesn't exist. And the Dogon tribe of West Africa. So then we have the tall grays.
Woo-hoo!
Standing 7 to 8 feet tall.
Almost, I didn't there, quite baby. Make it.
Almost.
Well, we get an old age growth spurt.
So. Okay, so quote again. The gray masters are the ambassadors of most meetings between the humans and the alien forces. They're always present at any diplomatic agreements with the global shadow government. Sources claim they originate from a star system in the Orion constellation. And they supervise all the abductions and human experiments, but they're not actually there because that's beneath them. Sean would be there. All right. And they prefer have the short get grays do all their dirty work.
I would never miss an abduction.
You would never miss them. All right. And then 4 is the native reptilians. So these are not Alpha Draconians, so don't get them confused. These are native to Earth. And
wait.
We're on Doctor Who a lot.
Time out.
They were on a Doctor Who episode.
How can an alien be native to
Earth? It makes no sense.
How can
you were getting mad at me for the first paragraph and my problems, but you're allowed.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so they interact with mankind allegedly for thousands of years, sometimes helping, but more like, hey, let me use you. You are a commodity. But they have infiltrated almost all of human life and hold positions of power. Many a president has been a reptilian. That's what they're saying. All right. And then we have the Anunnaki, which according to scientists, there's a 12th planet in our solar system. They say, and it's Nibiru, past Pluto, go Pluto, take a right. And this planet has an elliptical orbit, which is cool, but nothing to do with the aliens. But it was inhabited, quote, by the Anunnaki, who landed on Earth and originally colonized it. They first came with the intention of mining Earth for gold and other minerals and live a kind of idealistic society. Doesn't look like that happened. So
I don't think so.
They needed some workers, so they made us. And then through genetic manipulation and in vitro fertilization, they made us Homo sapiens.
They upgraded us.
Yeah, man. So they've been here forever. And because they're patriarchal and they're violent and they like vengeance, our DNA has that too.
Oh.
It's poops. And then finally, we have the Alpha Draconians. Corrupt.
And vicious.
They're the oldest known reptilian race in our galaxy. Not native. These aliens are not native to Earth. They came from the colonies on Alpha Draconis. And they lay eggs. And they use a battle hormone to make the birthing process go faster. And their ancestral females don't participate in war because they have to help with the eggs.
Of course.
And also secrete
the
hormones.
Women got to stay home.
Yeah, man. So they're 14 to 22 feet tall. They weigh 1,800 pounds, mostly muscle. And they can be compared to a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, they died out too.
And they have nice, black, leathery, brown, scaly bellies. And whiskers along their chins. And it sounds like my Nana. And multiple abdomens.
Multiple. Oh, that sounds like me.
They're smart. And they have reptilian eyes. And there you go.
Large heads.
and very large heads.
Large heads is a common theme among the old aliens.
Doug Marshall asked, do they kiss with those tiny mouths? And Dee says that when it comes to the apocalypse, the ones that help the aliens more would survive. That's what you think, right?
Yeah.
Sayer said, I heard from UFO about UFO from where the aliens came, and sometimes they became friends with the humans. That's nice. Like E.T.
Depends on how you responded to that abduction and probing.
Doug said he didn't get the upgrade. And John says, if they don't exist, how do they have different names of different kinds of species? Don't ask us questions, John.
Not intelligent questions.
No, come on, man. So, who would you rather have take over the Earth, Sean?
Oh, man. The short grays.
Why?
Because they seem like the easiest to defeat.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, I like the short grays with no like tall grays with them.
Yeah.
Like if it's only the short grays.
I think the short grays would be lost without the
supervision. Yeah, we could be like, hey man, you want to help us build a highway? And they'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, want to help us like synthesize something? Okay.
But they may not know the actual technology. They might just be able to use it.
You don't think so?
They don't seem all that smart, short grays. All
right, so what about those nice ones that helped all the ancient, like, civilizations?
Yeah, well, I guess that would be a good choice to take over the world, right?
Like the Syrians.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the anger issues, allegedly. They just want to help out, give you cool stuff.
Well, we still have plenty of Syrians on this earth.
We do?
From Syria. They'd be Syrians, right?
No, not that kind.
That was no joke. Anyways. Wow. Wow, what?
The aliens are keeping you for reals, man. Oh! Doug Marshall said they all had to be born Caesarean.
As did I.
Two of you. Anyways, so another article that we have, right? From planet-today-com.com. Okay.
That's all right.
From today. Oh, is this an April Fool's joke?
Oh, you can't get anything from today because it could be an April Fool's joke.
No, I don't think it is. So this guy, allegedly Professor David Jacobs at Temple University, who studies ufology. Dean, can you look that up and see if it's real? he said that aliens abduct people from the planet. Mm-hmm. Then they use some mind control on us. Since I'm one of the abductees, allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they spread them all throughout the world, conquer as much as they can, right?
Yeah.
And then stuff happens. Here's a quote from the article.
Ready? When is the stuff going to happen?
The professor went on to say that he'd spoken to a large number of abductees who told him they would have, quote, jobs in the future. Well, that's worth it. Does it have health care? Because, you know, I'm right there.
You know, that just sounds like a horrible, like, a workplace harassment type of thing. Like, if you let us probe us, you're going to have a good job in your future.
If we can mind control you, yeah. You'll be all set. Yeah. That's right. And it's just a little mind control between boss and subordinates. Nothing. Back to the article. He suggested that many of the abductees claim that they recalled being given the same instructions to appease or crowd control.
Hmm.
He explained, quote, when they get older, they will be required to stand on the corner of a street. There will be a large number of people running down the street, and your job is to say, keep moving. Everything will be okay.
Wow, that's a good job right there. Holy smokes.
That's not real. This can't be real.
No, that's not real.
It has to be. But he said that the abductees' testimony throughout the decades has changed, and now they have seen more humanoid aliens on the UFOs.
That's because of interbreeding.
I think so.
Because they always keep the babies.
And so the guy from Temple believes that it means that they've integrated into society, et cetera, et cetera. And they're superhuman.
In a way.
It's Sean.
I'm not superhuman, though.
You're pretty superhuman, baby. So there you go. All right. Doug, I don't know if I can put that word up. Oh, it's just us. All right, here we go. I'm not going to say it, though. And so, and Dee says, I feel like that's so not real. Sean, if you keep talking, I can probably try to find out if this is real.
You got to find out if that's real?
Yeah, man.
All right.
But you have to keep talking.
I have to keep
talking. You have to stay on topic without me.
Without you?
Yes.
Can I talk about your bump or your mark?
Nope.
Okay.
Did you ever know anybody who...
Who claimed to be abducted? Yeah. No, I never have, honestly.
In your whole life?
Really?
Have you ever known anybody who, like, allegedly saw...
No, I don't think I have known that either.
Really?
I don't know. I almost feel like my grandfather had a story, but I can't... It's so vague, I feel like it's not real, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't get it? You don't remember any of it?
No.
Oh, man.
None at all. Have you?
What?
Known somebody that thought they saw a UFO?
I know a lot of people.
Have you ever thought you saw a UFO?
You're not letting me finish.
Go.
Thank you for your permission, husband. I know a lot of people high up.
Yeah.
In places that should know.
You mean space related places?
Maybe, or military related places, who absolutely 100% believe that there are
aliens. Mm-hmm. Life from other
planets. Yeah. And I have to tell you, I was incredibly shocked because there were people. Oh, Doug Marshall said President Carter. It was not Jimmy Carter. Sadly, I've never met. Oh, I didn't meet Jimmy Carter.
But you
once,
love Jimmy Carter.
I do love
Jimmy. Carrie's got a thing for Jimmy
Carter. I have
Carter.
Always had my yeah. heart has always been along to Jimmy. But he's just so sweet. And he builds houses. He's adorable.
Stay on topic, you guys.
All right. Sorry. Doug talked about my crush.
If you rub the bump like that, she
I reset my mind control resets.
You just press the button in the back of her neck.
Anyways, I wrote a book actually flying because I was so, usually when I write novels, it's because I can't wrap my head around things. Like I'm trying to figure them out. There's always a kernel of me trying to figure something out. And so I try to write my way through it. I just write my way through it really long with novels. And my book Flying was actually because somebody who I respect and is a genius and very high up told me that there was indeed
aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little creepy. In high school, we used to go out and I used to get like panicky. Like I couldn't even like talk about aliens for a really long time. Like it would create this massive anxiety in me until I was like about 30.
You know, it'd be really cool if they could like, if we could rent our vacation rental house to some aliens for a week or two.
I would totally
and they parked their spaceship in the driveway.
That'd be awesome on Ledgelawn.
And like the tall grays got out, walked down the sidewalk.
I don't
the
like
door.
Them though. They're tall. All right,
the short grays.
I like the
grays.
Short ones. Anyways, D actually got to play for Jimmy Carter on a
play what D?
I don't Monopoly.
She's not gonna play Monopoly for Jimmy Carter.
She was a fan.
Oh,
Sayer said that he's downloaded three of my books on Kindle, which makes him my favorite person.
That's awesome.
Listening to our podcast.
Good job.
but anyways, I'd get this massive anxiety. Like it was like the thing I was afraid of. Like other people would be afraid other than downhill skiing.
What were you afraid of?
Aliens.
Why are you afraid of aliens?
I'm not now, but I really, 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 really was as a kid. Like all the way like through college. Like I would get like
so that means you got
massive.
Your bump at a young age.
I got
your mark.
I got my bump like at 10.
See? It's probably the same time you got your mark.
Anyways, Dee did play in marching band. They played in the Plains Peanut Parade, which is the cutest thing I've
That sounds
ever
exciting.
Heard.
Oh. Dee. As long as they have some boiled peanuts.
Sean's very pro boy.
Oh yeah.
And she said Jimmy Carter would be sitting in his chair at the market and we'd play a song and then march on. That's adorable.
It is.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, so aliens.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter probably isn't one, though he believes.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a believer in aliens?
Yes. That's why Doug said President Carter.
Oh.
People used to make fun of him. Like, yeah, he said it when he was the president, right, way back in like the 80s, mm-hmm, right? And that was one of the many things they made fun of Jimmy Carter for.
Yes, I am aware that he had a lot of quirks.
Apparently, Sean, you need to go to that parade because they also had peanut butter ice cream, D says.
Oh!
I wonder if aliens would like peanut butter ice cream or if they're lactose intolerant.
I love everything. These are the important
questions. Like, if the aliens took over the world, would we have ice cream
still? I can tell you, if I'm an alien, they're lactose intolerant.
Sean has finally realized that dairy is no good for him. It took him decades. And many, many trips to a certain room in a household.
The bathroom. But,
okay, fine.
No reason to sugarcoat it.
I like to sugar. Oh, apparently you can go anytime. It doesn't have to just be for the parade. Road trip.
Well, we're going to Massachusetts tomorrow. We might as well go to Georgia.
We're getting a puppy who hopefully isn't an alien tomorrow in Massachusetts.
I got a feeling it's going to be an alien.
I think it might be. So if you can keep talking about aliens and go back on track, I can go look.
I've been on track all night.
Oh my gosh.
Are you still looking to see if that
Professor
article is real?
David Jacobs is indeed a professor, and he is indeed a prominent figure in ufology, and he is indeed a PhD.
Yeah.
And he has written a bunch of books all about abductees.
That doesn't mean, just because he's a professor and has a PhD doesn't mean he's not crazy as an outhouse rat. You know what I mean? Really?
An outhouse rat.
Well, that's not exactly how you say it, but you never want me to cuss. So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Can everybody see this?
No, I haven't. Pulled it up. But anyways, he believes, according to another source we just found from Real Clear Science, that, and that's openly available on his website. Oh, let's go over there. All right.
Oh,
all right. I'm going to pull that website up because it's so old fashioned.
Removal of clothes I saw on there.
Yeah. All right.
See, if I was a tall gray, that's why I wanted to be present for every abduction.
Coop has asked what our puppy's name is going to be.
We don't know yet.
Because we haven't met her yet.
We want to name her via her personality or something.
And the doggy rescue had to name them all in a group, like a cluster, the foster mom of the dog said.
Yeah.
And she's tired of naming dogs in groups of clusters. And so she just named them all after like elements that start with A.
Yep, and our puppy got a hard one to say.
Antimony? Yes, and one of them was named Arsenic, but the rescue made them change that one because they didn't think anyone would adopt him if his name was Arsenic.
And we have decided, just between all of us, as the parents, we're going to name this animal.
We've never named one.
Because the kids keep naming the nanimals. The nanimals.
That's why, because they can talk better than we can.
So we'll let you know what the name is in like a day or two. We figure it out. For right now, it'll just be
the puppy.
Puppy.
No.
The come puppy. Here, puppy.
No, I like the to puppy. Refer it to as the puppy.
Then you gotta say, come here, the puppy.
Susie says, I think it's arrogant of humans to think they're the only beings in the universe. Notice I avoided the use of the word intelligence.
Yes, that's okay. What they mean.
Yeah. I think it might be arrogant, too.
Well, humans are arrogant as a species. So, but what? It's pretty arrogant to come to another planet and just abduct people and probe them as well.
Yeah, and impregnate them. All right, let's go see if I can get to this guy's website, which makes me think that he's possibly 9,000 years old himself, and the aliens aren't helping him in the creation of his website.
Oh, they're definitely not giving him the newest technology. Here you go. For a website.
Can you see that website?
Cool.
Whoa. Right?
Yeah, that's old fashioned.
It's not even like maximize. It doesn't even like convert for.
Well, they haven't updated it because all the stuff, all the videos need Flash Player, which doesn't exist any longer.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. But anyways, he has on his website, we'll give you the link, like the typical abduction event. Mind scanning. Aliens stare into the eyes of the abductee to connect to optic nerves and mind scan procedure. Egg and sperm harvesting. Fetal implant and extraction. Incubatorium. And hybrid babies. Yeah. But we can't see any of it.
That's too bad.
He hasn't updated.
I bet his movies are fantastic quality. Especially the sperm collection and impregnation.
Maybe it's like little.
That's like 70s porn. Doctor Who porn.
Doctor Who never had porn.
I guarantee you that if you go share the screen
until they started revamping Doctor Who, he was very sexual, but very flirtatious.
It doesn't matter what the real character is all about.
Doctor Who,
but I bet you can find some.
That would ruin Doctor Who for me. Why do you want to ruin all that is good in my life?
And you know who's the best, like lover in all the Doctor Who porn?
I don't want to talk about
the Daleks.
No, the Daleks are not the best, and I know why you would think that, but no. They don't listen. They just say, exterminate, exterminate. Oh, all right, this is...
Typical man. All right, baby.
No, this is horrible. All right, so...
It's not. It's funny.
Why do people want aliens to...
Oh, stop.
Susie said to name the puppy TARDIS.
Man, I'm going to be so mad if I...
Can we name it like a number, like after one of the Doctor Who's, like 17?
No, because nobody will know what you're talking about.
I'll know.
But then, even if somebody does, okay, no.
And they'll be like, what's your puppy's name? It'll be like 17.
I'd rather name it TARDIS. Because they're going to think you're doing a play on Stranger Things or something.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Doug Marshall said, I think it's likely there are other forms of life in the universe, but until they have some effect on me, it's purely for fun.
How do you know they're not?
I know. You could be mind controlled, Doug.
They might be having an effect on you right now, making you watch this podcast.
You are from New England. Weird things happen here. You may have run away to California, Doug, but the New England never lets you.
I know. Maybe aliens are the reason why Maine had the greatest population increase of any state this year.
Are they all just aliens?
Yeah.
I could believe that, actually. There have been a zillion quadrillion sightings of weird things in the sky of Maine during COVID. Who are you texting during the pod? He's texting during
the podcast. Do you want me to tell you why?
No. Is it bad?
No.
It's bad, isn't it?
It's,
is it our child?
One of them.
Do we need to go get our child?
No, okay. No. They said that the house where they are now.
Yeah. Has aliens?
The mother cat has had kittens again.
No, we cannot have
more
kittens.
We're not taking any of them. No way.
No.
No way.
Someone at that house needs to learn how to spay and neuter their pets. Doug said he doesn't think aliens would want to control him. They'd think I'm weird.
No,
maybe
that was
they like us weird.
D said that.
Oh, I'm sorry, D. I'm sorry, I thought it was Doug. D. They both start with D's.
That's Carrie's theory, too.
Yeah.
She's like, I've never had any interest in me.
I'm too weird.
Yeah.
I'm way too weird.
But I think, I don't, D, if you can do it, check your back way down low by your tailbone tonight and see if you've
that's
got.
That's not where it is, you dumb dumb.
No. That's where your mark is. Your bump is higher up.
I actually have a mark. Do I have a mark?
Yeah. I told you it's a circle.
He's lying again.
I can draw you a picture.
I have paper. It was the paper where I was writing all the things down that you said that were lies.
Oh, it's blank.
It's not blank. It's not blank at all. So there's this thing, there's a Facebook group called Unexplained Maine, right?
Yeah.
And it's super interesting because all these people post their things they don't understand. Like there's a video of like a really loud bugling noise that sounds almost like an elk, right? And they're like, what is this? And half the people are like, it's Bigfoot. But to me, it's a sound I heard all through my childhood, and I think it sounds like a baby bear cub crying for his mom. But it's a very haunting, Sean's laughing. It's a very haunting, resonating. Well, you just made that up again, didn't you?
No!
This is allegedly.
That's why I said prongs. It's like those four things held onto your skin while the center circle is the probe.
And he's obviously lying.
I'm not!
Dude, you're totally.
You want me to take a picture of it on your back?
Not right now.
Okay.
Are they that imperfect for circles?
No, it's supposed to be more. It's actually way more centered. It's like very symmetrical.
Okay.
But I was drawing at an angle sitting back here so I could stay on the camera. Because we know everybody watches this for my beautiful face.
That's how I watch it. Doug said, unless I or someone I can trust can hold an alien artifact in my hand, they don't exist. Well, there you go, Doug. And then we have D. I wouldn't be able to see a mark because I've got something that would hide the mark that I can't say in case this somehow gets back to my mom.
You have a tail.
She might have a tramp stamp.
Oh. D. We gotta get Carrie one of those to cover up her mark.
I'm afraid of tattoos. All right, so because pain.
What?
And I'm not cool. I mean, look at me. I'm so not cool. I'm not.
You're
cool.
Very cool, baby.
I'm not cool enough to have a tattoo.
Well, that's just because you have never thought of anything you want on your body for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah. Just like I have me. A hard time with commitment. I can't even commit to a soap. Like, I think about the soap, and I'm like, am I going to be able to handle this for like the next 2 months of my life, this soap?
I tried to get her to have property of Sean tattooed right across, like in an arch or over her butt. And she said, no, that's too long. How about POS? And I said, no. I shot that one down. I'm like, baby, you're not a piece of crap. Come on.
All right, new lie.
What?
I'm just putting a new lie on here. All right, so. Yeah. Susie said, make sure you close your blinds so they slat upward so the aliens can't look into your house at night.
Oh,
helpful tip, Susie.
Unless it's the short grays and you're taller than they are.
I wouldn't be.
Short grays could totally get a boob shot through the blind. if you're standing real close to the window.
Who would do that? Unless you're trying to give those short grays a boob shot. Your blinds are closed.
Yeah.
That's a lot of intention right there. That's a lot of intention.
Well, maybe.
All right, so.
But Susie is right.
Yes. So, Doug doesn't believe in any of it until he has real evidence from him or someone he really trusts.
Sean, what would be real evidence? A body, a real body of an alien, like I would like to see of a Bigfoot?
I guess so.
Yeah, that'd be good evidence if it was real. But how would you prove it's real?
I don't know, because everybody would think you're making it up anyway.
Well, yeah,
I think you'd have to actually have a real alien invasion for some of us to believe it's real.
Well, yeah, then you can get all kinds of artifacts.
And then it's going to be way too late.
Yep.
Prep now, people. Come to Maine. Anyways, what I was saying before is that there's a Facebook group called Unexplained Maine, and they have all sorts of like things that people don't understand that happen to them in Maine. Sometimes it's a ghost story. Sometimes it's flashing lights in the sky. A lot of them lately are flashing lights in the sky. Do aliens marry like humans, Sayuras? I don't know. But it's interesting to imagine, like an alien wedding. Do they have cake?
I think they have partners.
Do they have big ceremonial weddings? Like,
and the female tall gray aliens are always getting mad at their husbands. Like, oh,
I don't have that bump.
I know what you're doing at those abductions. You sicko.
Is that what you imagine? You just imagine discord everywhere.
I just thought of it. It's not discord. It's just a little jealousy.
Before we go, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned this article from the U.S. Sun. So we know it's a high quality article. A quote, self-proclaimed time traveler has predicted that giant 7-foot tall aliens will land on Earth in May 2022.
That's coming right up.
TikTok user at future time traveler, quote, also claims that their arrivals would lead to an interdimensional war with the U.S. Of course, the U.S.
I got to tell you something. Yes. I don't believe this guy. Because if you call yourself a future time traveler,
why are you on TikTok?
That means no. Oh. How can you be a future time traveler? Oh, it's just a crafty name because he traveled into the future and he knew he was going to be a time traveler.
No, you're being nitpicky.
But then you suck as a time traveler because somehow you ended up back in this time.
Yeah, why do you want to be here, time traveler?
Right.
Why?
Anyways. So, and like, we only have like 2 months to live at the most.
No. They're going to be a fight. But it'll stop. And then humans and aliens will be all walking around together on the Earth openly.
Oh, my God.
And we'll be able to rent superpowers.
I hope the aliens at least wave and say hi when you walk past them.
Yeah, not like the hikers in New York. They make me sad when they don't wave. I wave to everyone.
Carrie turns around, unloads a double birdie on them.
And then they don't. They'll be like right close to you and you'll be like, hi. And they'll be like, walk.
If you don't acknowledge,
they'll stare directly at you like this. And then they'll just walk. And sometimes they'll scowl.
Do you realize like back in the day, if you would have been a queen and you would have been walking around, oh, with, I like your wife, people would be beheaded all over the place.
I would be a terrible queen. I'd be like, you are not being nice. You're beheaded. You're not being kind. Behead you. Uh-huh. Oh, 40 lashings. You're not smiling.
She would have done it. She would have done it. You guys think she's sweet. She would have done it.
I don't deal with unkindness very well. Yeah.
You're not groveling hard enough.
No, I don't need people to grovel. I just want people to be nice. That's not the end of the world. Is that too much to ask? No. You're not nice, you get beheaded. I think the world would be a better place.
That's why in this house we have nothing sharper than a butter knife.
So Susie says she's seen bright lights in the sky when driving home from Monroe, Maine. See, it happens. This Facebook group, Unexplained Maine, is amazing because it has so many of these people going, oh my gosh, I saw that too. Oh my gosh, I saw that too. Yeah, I'm in Sebattis.
It's pretty cool that way.
I saw that too. And they, there are people in there who remember things from like the 70s, like really wild things. Like there was one story where everyone was like coming home. And you have to remember, for those of you who don't live here, Maine has huge areas of darkness.
Yeah.
Like the highway has no lights on it. So you will be driving just through these swaths of woods. And then even in towns, everything's so rural and distant in some of these towns that, like, you come home from work, you have to drive a half hour on two-lane roads with no lights. Mm-hmm. It's very, very dark in a lot of areas. And so these people were driving home, and they saw this huge – they thought it was the moon. It was that big. You know, like, when you have, like, a huge – like, what is the moon that's orange? That
I don't know.
All right. A huge orange full moon. In the sky, and it's like five times bigger than the moon normally is, that one. And so they saw it right above the treetops, but then they're like, wait, that's not the moon. The moon's over there. And so they pulled over to look, right? And there are other people pulled over to look, like other cars. They get out of their car, other people are out of their car, and the ball that they thought was the moon, this giant orange ball, lifts up from the tree line where it was partially obscured and goes straight up into the sky.
What?
Yep. And there are all these people on there going like, oh, I saw that too. And it was a while ago, but like, yeah. And there's stuff like that all the time. But there's also stuff like dust mites that they think are ghosts and moths that they think are their mother's spirit coming back. And there's all kinds of stuff that can be easily debunked. But they're the ones that are fascinating to me are the stories, and maybe this is what's fascinating to that professor at Temple, like the stories that have these commonalities in it, especially in location, for sightings of things. I just think it's really interesting. I'm not going to not believe it.
I like that. So, I haven't seen it. Because a lot of things are like just average run of the mill everyday things. And they're not like super fantastic, like you never believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just things you can relate to that are sort of out of context or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then a lot of times you do get cooperation from other people.
Yeah. And it's super cool that way. And I like that. There's some really mean people in there who just don't, are mean to other people. Like,
there's always mean people.
You'll have some poor person who's obviously mourning, like their mom or their kid or somebody who's died. And they'll be like, I saw this here. Isn't this amazing? And it'll obviously be a bug. Yeah. And they'll think it's like a fairy representation of their child or mom's spirits. And there'll be people here who'll be like the nice people will be like, I'm so sorry about your loss. That must have been a very special moment for you. But then there'll be people like, that's a moth, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, not nice, beheaded. Beheaded. You know who wouldn't be beheaded?
Who? D. Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
And D.
And D. Because D would wave to me. And I know D would, because D is one of the nicest people ever. Ever. No beheadings for D. What?
No, then I was look at Doug's comment you skipped.
Oh, Doug Marshall said, I read a sci-fi story where it took seven kinds of beings in order to mate. Wait, I think I might have heard about that.
That's a Sean Farrar story.
He wrote SF.
Not.
It may have been a
I've had Farrar. Stories like that in my imagination before.
No.
Never written one, though.
I know. Someday we're going to write a whole line of naughty books so we can actually make money. And it's going to be exciting, but we're not going to use our names. And I'm not going to be able to write a single bit of the naughtiness, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, I got to do all the writing of the naughtiness.
And Sean will have to write, or Emmy, my kid, or my husband will write the naughty parts. And I'll just be like,
the naughty bits.
Here's the plot, and nobody will care about the plot, and we'll finally, I'll get rid of all my scruples, and we'll make tons and tons of money.
Maybe. I'm going to start working on that now.
He's a liar again. Oh, another lie.
What?
You're not going to start working on it now.
After the podcast.
I'll start working. Yeah, that's still a lie. Hey, baby, so what do you think? Do you think we'd be better off if we had an alien invasion and aliens took over the Earth?
No.
Even if it was the nice ones?
No.
You think the Earth's doing really well right now by itself? Nope. Okay.
I don't think there's that if aliens came here to try to take over the Earth, I don't think it would end well for the Earth. Unless the aliens had a way of preventing humans from doing stupid stuff in defense of Earth against the aliens, like launching nuclear bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would just destroy everything.
That would be bad.
Because the mentality of a lot of humans just sucks.
And a lot of human leaders.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
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 I don't think it'd be a good thing because we're too stupid.
Maybe if they're so cool that they can actually invade another planet, they would have that blocking technology. Yeah. So we didn't do chemical, biological, or nuclear warfare.
Yeah, they'd say, we're going to make you our slaves and not let you kill yourselves.
Yeah, be, ugh. No, I don't want that either. No.
We are superior beings.
Well, if they're 7 feet tall.
We just need you for food.
See, that's creepy. I don't want that to happen either.
It's all possible.
But I can see humans doing that too. What? Still. Like,
eating aliens?
No, eating each other. Like, we got a food shortage. Here, we're the wealthy. We're going to eat you. Let them eat cake. Now let them eat Carrie. Like, I can see that happening.
Well, as somebody that's very careful about what I put into my body, I'm only going to eat vegans.
New lie. As someone who's very careful about what I put into my body.
That's not a lie.
I have 7 lies already, baby.
I think you missed a couple.
I know. I wasn't.
But they're not lies. No, you can't just decide what's a lie and what's not.
I do not have prong marks on my butt.
Yeah, you do.
No. No, I don't.
Well, give me a Sharpie marker.
No. All right. So, anyways, here we have a couple comments.
We do.
Susie said off with their heads.
That's going to be Carrie's new motto.
Sayer's going to draw us, which is terrifying. You don't want to do
you
that
drew
to yourself.
Me already, Sayer. I saw it today.
Wait, you did?
It was Dobby from Harry Potter. That's what Carrie calls me when we're not
I
live
call
on the
him
air.
Dobby. I do. That's not a lie, actually. I'm like, good Dobby. Yeah. You want a sock? And he'll get mad at me. And it's really fun.
Yeah.
Liz Graves, who knows Sean in real life, said Sean is very careful about food making sure there's enough hot sauce on it.
That's true.
It's all about the hot sauce. Liz knows all. And Susie told me to hide the Sharpies before we go to bed. Thank you, Susie. That's very helpful too. And Dee says, if I give you a sock, you're free, Sean.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Because you give me a lot of socks. Damn it. I'm free.
You're free.
I can leave.
I leave them for him everywhere. On the end of the bed, under the coffee table, under my desk, on the railing.
I just pulled one out from under her desk 2 days ago because its mate has been in the clean laundry basket for months now.
I take off my socks when I'm working. And then I never put them back on again. I get very in the zone. And you know why? Because I'm mind controlled by an alien and I'm trying really hard to remember my instructions to tell people to just keep walking down the streets. And I can't focus
can
on
that.
Things.
You've
like
done that
socks.
Before, like races. Like
Oh,
like
I'm very good at telling people to keep walking
stuff.
Down the street.
That's what she says if you don't wave. Just keep walking,
just keep
bitch.
Walking.
Just keep walking.
You swore. We almost made it the whole thing.
That's not a swear word.
Doug Marshall asked what Sean would do with a sock. Doug Marshall. In Harry Potter, when Dobby gets a sock, he gets to be free. And so in our house, because Shawnee loves via acts of service, which means he's always giving people food and pillows and making them water because he thinks they're
doing
hydrated.
Doing dishes.
Okay, we're going to hit into the lie place again because it makes it sound like you are the only person who does anything. I'm going to write, Sean is Dobby is the lie. But
that's not a lie.
It's kind of a lie. Anyways, so Doug, when Dobby gets his sock, he's free. So that's why we're always teasing Sean that if he gets his sock, he'll be free.
But they didn't tell me that.
You read the book, didn't you?
A long time ago.
All right.
Cool. I don't remember that.
Well, that's because you're mind controlled again by an alien and you're too busy processing all the other instructions.
I don't remember any of their instructions.
I know, because you're also busy not consciously remembering them. It's very complicated. Very, very complicated.
It's way too complicated for me.
I know. But anyways, if aliens do invade the Earth, let's hope that they're nice ones. And let's hope we still get to hang out. There we go. That's my wrap up for today.
That's your wrap up.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, that was great, baby.
I thought it was a pretty good one.
I think the aliens have already invaded the Earth, honestly.
Well, they should do a better job.
They're trying. It's just that they're not the smart ones.
If they're here, they're probably pretty smart, babe.
No, they crashed. They didn't mean to.
But they would still have the technology to crash, like
to fly here.
Yeah, they might not have emotional intelligence or social intelligence, but they definitely would have the technology.
Yeah, but see, if they crash and their spaceship is destroyed, they don't have any of their tech. They don't, and there's nothing on this Earth that is technologically advanced enough for them to build it. So they're just like stuck.
Dee said it's hard not to say it together. Dobby has been given a sock. Dobby is free. Seashell doesn't get it.
I do get it.
Only a little bit.
I'm thinking about all the socks I've been given and all the missed opportunities. A
lot of missed opportunities, baby.
Jesus.
You're doing so many things with
those
socks.
I live to serve thee. You too. My queen.
Yes. Behead. Be kind or I'll behead you. Anyways, I had tried to wrap up.
Try again.
All right. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you so much.
Not a better podcast. And
it's a great podcast.
It's a great podcast.
Next Friday. Next Friday we'll show off the puppy.
Oh, puppy. Hopefully.
What do you mean, hopefully?
I don't want to jinx it.
You think we won't have it for a week?
We could get in a car accident on the way down. We could, like, the puppy could hate us and not want to live with us anymore.
And run away?
Mm-hmm. With the cats. They could, like, have a mass exodus out of the...
Thank God.
No. The puppy could get lost in the mess that is your desk over there.
Come on.
I want everyone to know my desk is really neat.
That's a lie. Write that one down.
It's not a lie. I'll take a picture and I'll show everybody. Okay. Goodbye, everyone. And thank you for hanging out. I hope
you
have
an
amazing weekend.
We love you all.
We love you all. Good. Have a good
night.
Say
here. Go back to sleep, man. Jesus.
You're so far away. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I have to find the outro.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.